The Kimberley Public Library Board Chair Greg Bradley and Library Director Tegan Madge spoke to Kimberley Council this week as they presented their budget request. Madge, who has been on the job since last May, gave an update of a very busy year at the library. Almost every month had a new program and overall 30% more people came through the doors last year. In January of 2023, the library installed storyboards at the Nordic Club to encourage a love in reading in youngsters. In February, the Let's Travel series began as Kimberley residents shared their travels, including an African safari presentation just for kids. In April, a Borrow and Adventure backpack program was launched in partnership with CBAL and WildSight. Kids can check out backpacks with adventure gear such as binoculars and birding guides to learn to connect with nature. The library also hosted 3D printer workshops and hosted over 600 kids in school visits. In June and July, the annual summer reading program was very well attended, as were weekly programs for kids. Parents said that their kids reported finding a sense of community at the workshops, Madge said. In the fall, a Shop Local campaign was launched. Those holding library cards could present them at participating businesses for a small discount. The program proved so popular that Tegan reports that other libraries are going to copy it. The Kimberley Public Library also took part in the Platzl Trick or Treat at Halloween. About 400 kids ran them right out of candy. And in December, Santa spent some time at the library for photos and story times. The library also served as a warming center during the cold snap and a cooling center in the summer heat. While stats are hard to track, Madge said it was definitely busier during those times. She also said that 2027 is the 100th anniversary of the library and planning for that occasion is beginning. As for the budget itself, the library board is asking for an inflationary increase of 3% for the city and RDEK contributions. Bradley says that libraries across the province were hoping for some good news out of the provincial budget but were disappointed as provincial grants remained the same. Those grants have been frozen since 2009, he said. Council had very kind words about the state of the library, especially the large increase in patrons. They will let the library board know about their budget request as they finalize the financial plan.